Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Offense creates a lack of unity. It hinders warm relationships. It blocks emotional connections. It brings disharmony to our musicians or our minstrels. It actually hinders or impedes teamwork. And it is teamwork that makes the dream work. So no matter how I preach, if all of you are offended, we will never work together.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Overcoming Offense. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 38, verses 8 through 9.
Demons love to operate in the veneer, under the veneer of darkness, but when they're called out in the name of Jesus, they look. You can see me? That's what they're saying. You can see me? And I'm calling out suicide in the name of Jesus, and that spirit is turning, looking. It doesn't have to take you out. A mother brought her daughter to me today. She was at home, said, I want to kill myself. The mother, I said, go and get her. She went and got her. The lady came today between services who was thinking about suicide. It's real. But that spirit has no power over you in the name of Jesus. I'm dealing with dominion. Take dominion. Rise up to be what God has called you to be. Today's message is entitled Overcoming Offense. Part one was this morning at 8 o'clock. This is part two, Overcoming Offense. It is the crack of offense that opens up the chasm to suicide. Let God heal the crack so you can live another day. Father, I give you praise and glory as I deal with offense, the spirit. I pray now that you would close the chasm, even small infractions that are hard for us to get over. I thank you for the healing of the heart. For you know the feebleness, the severity of the broken and the groans of your people. You've heard the cries of your people by reason of their taskmasters, and you've come down to deliver them, to deliver us. And we thank you, Lord, that our desire is before you. Think through my mind and speak through these lips of clay as an oracle. For where there is no vision, the people perish. But I thank you for preservation of your people. I lift this congregation up to you. I speak peace, life, tranquility, hope, faith, and wisdom. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Can you clap your hands for the word of the Lord? Everybody, come on. I am feeble and severely broken. A lot of times suicide comes to those who are broken in spirit. But a lot of times the crack of that brokenness starts with an offense or trauma. I know many of you would say, well, Bishop, I've never thought about suicide, but you actually sever relationships. And when you're broken, you cut off vital relationships with people that you should be connected with, especially people in the body of Christ. We work with hellions. We work for hellions. But we lose our minds when it's somebody in the church. We deal with everybody else's children, but when it comes to our own, we have just a little bit of patience. We deal with all kind of leaders, but when it comes to your pastor, you don't give me no grace. I can't make one mistake. You're out of here. I'm done. Offenses breaks relationships. It hinders generations from stepping into destiny. But I believe God wants us to have the power to overcome offense. And I come against every familiar spirit hidden in the darkness. I'm calling out suicide, but I'm also calling out offense. And the spirit of offense will not have reign or dominion in this church or in this region. Whether you know it or not, I'm an authority here. I may walk slow, but I carry a big stick. And I'm bringing it to the devil's head in the name of Jesus. And I need some people in this room that want to stand with me and believe with me that we're going to dethrone every devil, every demon, every influence, demonic influence that comes against the people of God, that don't want young men to prosper and don't want young ladies to grow, don't want you to focus, carrying you up into a high mountain, Facebook, and showing you the kingdoms of the world, social media, and wants you to bow to it, looking for affirmation from an artificial intelligence, when you should be looking for affirmation from your people and your God. And just because people click like on you don't mean God says that's good. We got our attention drawn to too many different things, and God wants us to come back to him. Something our culture today is really good at, actually great at, and that is offense. Chivalry is leaving our society. With the rise of the hair of Trump comes, with his reign comes carnage. Carnage to chivalry. Because he's able to look out, was able to look out on national television and say to a woman, that was the stupidest question you've ever asked me. And we laugh at it because he leans toward coming against abortion and same-sex marriage and some of the things that believers believe we shouldn't do. And the whole church laughs at that, but they stand with him. But what follows him is the lack of chivalry. Where people will say anything that comes to their mind and don't feel bad about it. The spirit of offense. We've actually believed that that kind of spirit is a demonstration of strength. He's strong. He fights for us because he attacked Hillary. No man should go publicly and strip a woman. I don't care what she does. No man should speak to a woman without tenderness. No man should go off. We can, but that's not what we do. The rap boys have done it. Call you bees and all of that, and you still buy their records, but you act like you can't handle me. That's why I don't even listen to that. I don't listen to what you're talking about, because you're not sensitive. Not if you listen to that. You want me to watch my delivery, but do you watch their delivery? They can say whatever and you still eat it up, but the preacher has to be what? I preach, God raised me up for a generation that don't know him. And I'm trying to raise up men that will respect women, but I'm telling you, we're good at offending each other. We just can't take it. We can give it, but we can't take it. It is almost mind-blowing just how easy it is to offend, or how easy people are offended today. We're offended at small things. You looked at me funny. What? The Germans call you Swatzer. You ever been to war? Many of our soldiers that came back from Vietnam were called baby killers when they walked back into the States. And they still had to fight for the ones that were calling them those names. Why are we so sensitive? Glory to God. It's sad, but we're living in a fallen world. It's so easy to be offended, and we'll break relationships because of offense. People have left this church because they're offended. A lady came and laid some altar money at the altar, and I said something like that, you know, God bless you, that's good, or something like that. She heard, because she has a filter, that I took her name, and I said, you know, you only come up to do that, you just want to be seen. That's what she heard. Did I say it? No, I didn't say it. I don't even talk like that when people sow seed. I don't say stuff like that. But because she was offended, she heard something that wasn't said. Just like many of you, Leviathan has wrapped his coil around you. Somebody can say, I love you, and you say, but you said you hate me. It distorts communications. Glory to God. And that's why I got to speak to this constrictor, so it can uncurl its tail of influence and it won't pull down your destiny. You're easy to be offended. And God wants us to shift and change. Offense creates a lack of unity. It hinders warm relationships. It blocks emotional connections. It brings disharmony to our musicians or our minstrels. It actually hinders or impedes teamwork. And it is teamwork that makes the dream work. So no matter how I preach, if all of you are offended, we will never work together. If you're married and you're offended, you may be in the same house, but you won't work together. One is spending money over here, another one is spending money over there. You may be partners in a business, but you'll never see eye to eye. If you ever want to start business, you got to get away from offense and forgive everybody, not just the people who work with you. But if you don't forgive, you'll see your money cut short. If you're going to start a business, don't just give me a business plan. First thing I'm going to ask, did you forgive everybody who hurt you? Do you want your business to grow? Do you want it to grow? Well, if you want your business to grow, you need to forgive them, for they knew not what they do. If they really knew who you were, they wouldn't have done it. But since they didn't know you, let them go, because the offense will choke out your monies. The offense won't allow you to grow and be all that you need to be. You don't have to walk with them, but you don't have to be mad with them forever. They don't need to have access into your life like that, but you got to set them free so your money will grow. Forgive them, you're going to increase by thousands. Somebody's going to get a $100,000 increase in this ministry. I spoke $10,000 increases last year, and over and over and over again it happened. But I see somebody getting a $100,000 increase. And if you forgive, it will open up. Abba, be open. Be open to your resources. Is it worth it? Yes, it's worth it, because God wants to open you up to new possibilities. And it is the unforgiveness that hinders your unity, your relationships, your emotional connections, your harmony, your harmonious activities, and your teamwork. God wants you to enjoy life, and we're missing out on the fun things of life. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Offenses hinders joy. You'll be running after it, but you'll never find it. It hinders the blessing of the Lord. Psalm 133, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the oil that comes down on the head of Aaron and then on his beard, or the matured. And then on the garment, all the way down to the hem of the garment. After that, it touches the land. It even touches geographical locations, Hermon and Zion. They are hundreds of miles away from each other, but unity brings them together. One is very high and the other one is low, but it doesn't matter how high or low you are, unity will level it up. For there he commands the blessing of the Lord. And if you want a blessing over your life and over your pedigree and over your children and over your offspring, you must release the offense. So the truth of the matter is, criticizing other people is super easy. Building them up requires a change of heart. You can tear me down. I get it every week. The 9.2, good. But last week, the 8.7, sometimes the 9.9, depending on how you feel that day. It is easy to give me, to critique me. Could you imagine 29 years of standing before somebody and they examine everything? They can tell when I cut my finger. They can tell when I limp. They can tell when I have no sleep. What would happen if you stood before somebody and they was critiquing you every week? Could you stand the rain? Come on, Ralph Tresvant. Can you stand the rain? Storms will come. This we know for sure. But can you stand the rain when the rain is falling on you? Don't have me to pull out Bobby Brown for you. I can do that too. I got him archived. But I'll stick with Ralph. Criticizing other people is super easy. But you got to change your heart if you're going to build somebody up. In this ministry, we honor fathers. We build up brothers. And we raise our sons. We honor mothers. We build up our sisters. And we raise up daughters. If you don't have all three of them in your life, you will abuse your authority. If there is nobody for you to honor, you'll let everybody honor you, but you don't give it back. Your honor will spoil like manna. You only collect enough honor for a day. You don't pack it up and store it in a silo. You only need enough for a day. And you got to learn how to reciprocate honor. Fathers must honor, not just children. You notice when Elder Hubbard talked about the Tuskegee Airmen, it is my job to make sure if he's leader that he's honored as well. If I only absorb the honor in this congregation, then I will spoil as a leader. I got honor, glory to God. Your presence here shows me honor. Don't throw your neck at me, but I know that you're here because you honor. So you get upset, calm yourself down. Don't be throwing your neck at me. But my job is also to show and demonstrate honor. As a leader, what does it look like? And it's best visible or seen when I do it to one of my leaders. If I rebuke you openly, but don't balance it out with honor, then I become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Because it doesn't demonstrate love. Thank you, Jesus. So I need to talk about criticizing other people. It's super easy. Do you look at yourself and your own faults? Do you take responsibility for changing yourself? Guess what? That's hard. It's easy to criticize other people, but do you ever turn it inwardly and say, I can change and shift. I can be the first to say, forgive me. It is human nature to go around and point out flaws with people, especially when you're offended. We can point the finger. Go ahead and point at me. You can point at me. It's okay, go ahead. Just remember there's some fingers pointing back at you. That's what we do when we see offense. The Bible talks about a man who owed a whole lot of money. But he came to his master. He said, "Master, I can't pay." The master said, "I forgive you of your debt." The man went home and one of his servants owed him a little bit of money. The scripture said he choked him. "God, God, pay me what you owe me." That's how many of us are. He forgave us of big debts. We have the privilege of privacy. That means nobody knew about it. But when it's time for us to forgive, how many people are you choking around you? How many people did you choke out and say, "Pay me what you owe me, or I'm done"? When God forgave you of a massive amount of debt. Write it in your notes. Forgiveness is expensive. If you owe me $4,000 and I forgave you, how much did it cost you? You gained $1,000, but what did it cost me? It cost me $1,000 that I lost, and you won't know that until you give it. And somebody don't pay you back, and you let them go. Forgiveness is expensive to the one that uses it, but it's the better part for you. Because when you release them, you open up your destiny. You learn from it and keep moving. You take a deuce and you keep stepping. Say that with me. Take a deuce. Take a deuce. I got to throw up two fingers like this. Take a deuce. You got to do it. Come on. Take a deuce. And keep stepping. If you can't win, stop arguing. Just take a deuce and keep stepping. It takes incredible spiritual maturity to forgive. That's why we need a grace from God to help us with our forgiveness. To honestly look at yourself and your own issues and give yourself a true assessment is difficult. That's why God doesn't trust us with our own evaluations. Have you noticed in sports, you always have an umpire or a referee, right? And so the pitcher is going to throw it. He can throw a knuckleball or a curveball or a fastball. His job is to try to make the batter miss his ball or to hit a foul until he bats out. That's the job of the pitcher. That's the magic of baseball. The pitcher and the batter is on display. The pitcher is usually a very strong arm, 90-something mile an hour fastball. And if you think that's easy to hit, that person is coming out. He is so strong at it that when he throws it, he's so accurate at it. He usually has a talent as a young person or a teenager. That means you can be standing up and he can hit you on your forehead with a rock. That's how accurate a pitcher is. He can even make it hard, like he can throw it so fast that it can knock you out. A lot of time the catcher has to have a pad on his mitt. His mitt is different from everybody else's because it has to be padded. You know why? Because he must absorb the heat. The man is coming down off the pitcher mound. Wham! His back leg is up, his knee is bent, and his eye is on the pitcher coming across that plate. And he does it over and over and over again, trying to bat you out. And the catcher is catching it. and you got an umpire standing behind him. He doesn't let the pitcher tell you if it's straight or if it came across right. Neither does he let the person who's catching the ball tell you. The umpire tells you. Because the pitcher will always say it's a strike. He will even argue it down. I threw it too good for you to call it out. The catcher, I'm right here looking at it. Because they're on the same team. And the batter will always say, both of y'all are wrong. So you need an independent person called an umpire that says, a ball is a ball, a strike is a strike, but I have the authority to call it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Overcoming Offense, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2404-2111. That's reference number 2404-2111.
The newest edition of Revealed Magazine is available on our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone else. You can flip through the mobile app magazine pages or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter.
Registration is open for Vacation Bible School 2024, which is scheduled from Monday, July 15th through Friday, July 19th for children ages 2 through 6th grade. Check out the mobile app to register and purchase your t-shirt. Email bbs@truthrevealed.org for more information.
Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the Sanctuary at 10 a.m. Trim Nation, you are invited to the Ambassadors for Christ Breakfast Fundraiser on Saturday, June 1st at 9 a.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Tickets are $10. See an AFC representative to purchase your ticket or stop by the CNP counter.
If you are ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve, numerous classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org or check out the mobile app to learn how to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.